Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have been off the grid pretty much all day today. So I got to admit, I really have no idea what happened. Did the show last night up until 3 a.m., went home, and, you know, you're sleeping, trying to sleep by 4. And then I was up at 7:30 because I had to take my wife's car into the shop to get the tires swapped out on it because she popped it on Friday, hitting a curb, you know, wonderful. So get a couple hours of sleep, go to the shop, have to wait, and then get back, and then go to the rehearsal at 11 today. Then went back to the house, tried to get a couple hours of nap time, and then woke up and drove right to the Sheldon Concert Hall for the radio holiday show tonight. And I got to tell you, I was not watching any news. I wasn't reading it. I wasn't listening to it. I was just going from one place to another. It was just so packed. And I got to say, it wasn't all that bad of a thing. It was nice to be able to just unwind a little bit. I think in the next week, during that Christmas week, I'm going to try to take as little time reading the news as possible. Even though I will pay attention, it's just not going to be as much as usual. But there are two different types of shutdowns that are about to happen. Everyone knows the big shutdown. We're talking about it here on KMOX. The big shutdown is the fight over President Donald Trump's border wall and the Trump administration saying he's ready to shut down the government if it means getting the security that's necessary on the southern border wall. You know, we have been trying to get this done for a long time. They've been talking about it for a long time. And just the potential of a government shutdown, we may actually be sitting here in the KMOX studios when the shutdown begins. Would it be right at midnight? Thursday night going into Friday morning. If that's the case, we'll be live on the air if the shutdown happens or not. Maybe we'll even see a good old filibuster going on. Maybe we'll see a big vote happen the night before, that Thursday night. Oh, there could be some drama going on. Drama. That's just one type of shutdown. As the president insists for the money for the southern border wall, right now the Democrats are offering the current level of $1.3 billion, not for the wall, but for fencing and other border security. I support the wall. I think it's a good idea to have a strong southern border. And keep in mind, you also have to talk about immigration policy on top of the immigration border options that we have to control the flow of immigration. Right now, we have what pretty much open borders in hopes that our border patrol is able to catch the people coming over as they come over. And sure, they have the ability to do that. And that does create some conflict. And it does create a lot of court battles. And how many different officers of the peace do we have down there that are trying to house and feed, and also judges to try to determine if they're able to stay here on some sort of other status or whatever it is. And if we were to put a wall up there, it doesn't necessarily stop that. But what it stops is the things that have been coming across the border that we haven't been able to stop. So it would dramatically cut down on the people that are entering this country illegally and make it through, because we know that there's a large groups of people that have made it through. We know that there's a lot of people in this country that are here illegally, haven't gone through the proper means in order to enter this country legally, and haven't gone through any steps to try to make it right. You know, even during the Obama administration with the Dreamers, at least there was an option to try to make it right. And I will tell you this, if you're here in this country, you're brought here in this country against your will, because if you're a child and you're young and you have no means to object to it, obviously it's not your fault that you're brought here illegally, okay? You do have to have compassion for those people. At the same time, if they meet certain requirements, as in they try to at least make things right through the Dreamer program, which was, you want to pay taxes, You want to make sure that you have not committed any crimes. You want to make sure that you are someone that is inside of your community, all right? You're contributing to your community. You know that there's other instances where they're in relationships or married or they already have children here. You also know there's instances where they grow up, went to school here. They may own businesses. They may work. They may be paying taxes on that work. They don't own firearms. You know, they're not committing felonies. There's a lot of these different things that are going on. You should be able to earn the right to become a citizen. But part of that process means we have to stop the flow so we just don't have this incentive to over and over and over again. Once you get here, oh, no big deal. You can circumvent our immigration laws because we'll have that compassion for you once you get here. And all you got to do is just raise your hand and say, okay, now I'll make it right. You know, as a way to get around what our immigration policy should be. So I think the first step you need to do is be able to find a way to control the immigration into our country through the laws, which is here's what we're going to allow in for legal immigration, and here's what we're going to do when it comes to stopping illegal immigration, people entering just through our border without going through the proper means, and the wall will stop that. And when you look at the other countries that have put up some sort of wall around to stop the flow of illegal immigration in their country, it's highly effective. It's like 90-plus percent. These are the statistics I've seen, but 90-some percent of most of these countries that have put up these walls, 90-plus percent of the illegal immigration was stopped. And plus, we also have the terrible child and sex trafficking that goes through in the southern border. We have weapons. We have drugs. We got issues. And this could help alleviate some of that. Even if it's more than half of that, that would be a good start. But you can't have those things unless you put an honest effort to secure that border. So that is number one. Two types of shutdowns. Is it going to get to the point Thursday night? Are there going to be people filibustering? Are they going to allow a shutdown? Probably. It's probably going to happen. It doesn't look like they're afraid of a shutdown. You have, at the start of the year, changing of the guards. You have a lot of Democrats coming into the House, okay? And on the Senate, Republicans are going to be able to maintain that sort of thing, but you'll see a lot of this debate going on. So that's where the clock sits. A lot of people leaving. They could be the ones that are the most vocal. You could have the Jeff Flakes over there trying to filibuster to talk about trying to stop it. You could have some of these other outgoing congressmen that just want to go and have their say. Who knows? It could be a wild Thursday night. Here's the other thing that is a different type of shutdown. You ready for this? Vladimir Putin in Russia trying to shut down rap music. No, it's true. So alarmed by the growing popularity of rap among Russian youth, Vladimir Putin, their president, wants leaders to devise a means of controlling rather than banning popular music. Aw, the rap music shutdown. Putin said at a St. Petersburg meeting with cultural advisors that attempts to ban artists from performing will have an adverse effect and bolster their popularity. So it says, if it is possible to stop, then we must lead it and direct it. Putin noted that rap is based on three pillars: sex, drugs, and protest. I like that he has a... I wonder if he had a diagram where he had one of those, like, giant whiteboards, and he's like, here's what we have. And he has one of those, like, red laser pointers. Three pillars: sex, drugs, protest, which essentially is rock music in the 60s and 70s, right? He is particularly concerned with drug themes prevailing in rap, saying this is a path, oh boy, that they don't want to go down. Last month, a rapper known as Husky, whose videos have garnered more than 6 million views on YouTube, was arrested after he staged an impromptu performance. His show was shut down in the southern Russian city of Krasnodar. The 25-year-old rapper, lyrics about poverty, corruption, and police brutality, preparing to take the stage when local prosecutors warned the venue that the act had elements of what they called extremism. Oh boy. You know, trying to shut down rap music, you're right, it's just going to have the adverse effect. It's going to be making it more popular. So we have a government shutdown here. They have a rap shutdown in Russia. You know, it's funny, the three pillars that they say: sex, drugs, and protest. You know, what also is rap music very well known for? Violence, perhaps? So why isn't that one of the pillars? You would think protest would be maybe the fourth thing. I would almost think violence is the third thing behind sex and drugs. Maybe I don't listen to enough rap music to know. All right, coming up, I wanted to talk a couple of dog stories. Aw, why not? Let's do some dogs. Big Al's texted me a picture of a dog. I feel in the mood to do some dog stories. And how about this? If you got a good dog story, maybe we'll do that too. But some sad things, man. I don't know why so many people are abandoning dogs or trying to hurt these animals. So many stories have been popping up in the news lately. It's Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back. Got two sad and one good dog stories. Well, how about three sad, but one turns into good? Maybe all three turn into good. Aw. I actually showed my puppy to someone at the holiday radio show. Aw. Well, my puppy is turning 13, I think. 13 on January. Aw. Good boy. I want to go home and give him a belly rub right now. Greg, what's going on?
Good evening, Mr. Record. Been a while.
I has you? Been. You know, I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about your family. How have you been?
Pretty good. Saw a couple miracles, so that's a good thing.
Okay, good. Well, all right. So dog stories, huh?
Yes. We have, and I have to be careful, so I'm going to say, I call him he's an Itsu, okay?
Okay.
First part, emphasis on the first part of the word.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Yes, he's about 12, 13 years of age, and we took him in when my mother-in-law passed away, and he was her best buddy and vice versa. And he's cost me and the family about $5,000.
Whoa. That is a ton of money. What was needed?
Well, it was very interesting. No one would take the dog. We make a long story short. They finally gave it to us because we told them we'd take him up the first time, you know, at first part of it. Anyway, he had a problem with missing his best buddy. You know, she's in heaven. And the idea is the dog's gone through how many doors, chewed through them. And I'm not kidding. He's chewed through them. Let's see, about tearing apart a door.
Oh,
how about
man.
This? Gets so frustrated at the groomers, he dies.
What do you mean dies?
He dies but wakes up.
But he just passes out?
No, he actually died. And they massaged him, got him back in the back.
Wait, so he actually died. They had to do doggy CPR to get him back up?
Something like that.
Oh, my goodness. So stressed out. Wow, this dog's got
some
issues.
Very stressed out. Yeah. But it's taken a few years, and he went through my school of rehabilitation, and he's doing pretty good now.
School
but
of hard knocks.
But he does own the world. Own the world.
Was he an indoor dog?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's still an indoor dog.
Yeah, so do you have a special crate, or do you let him walk the house alone at night?
He does not walk the house alone at all.
You can't be trusted. Okay, not at that level yet.
No.
You'll rip everything else up.
Oh, my goodness. He it was interesting because the groomer says, I don't know if he's going to make it through this.
Yeah.
You know, and the vet was like, oh, my goodness.
You have to
you know what?
Knock him out.
Years, and they're very proud of him. Get this. He was around 36 to 38 pounds, very spoiled brat. Mm-hmm. I've got him down to 18 pounds.
Whoa. So 18 is where the dog should be, and it was about double?
Yes.
Whew. Yeah, that's a big chunky dog then. Needed
oh,
the exercise.
Goodness, yes.
All right. Well, Greg, I'm glad to hear the dog's back on track.
Yes.
What's the dog's name?
His name is Charlie.
Oh, Charlie. I like it. Middle name Brennan?
Ooh. That would be interesting. You know, I could give him to Brennan. That would be a great gift.
Oh, he would just go head over. He just wouldn't know what to do. He'd love it so much. All right. Well, Greg, thank you so much for checking in.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye. Oh, that was great. It was good to hear Greg's voice. He called in, and, you know, we don't have to talk about it, but I knew he was going through some things with the family and his father, so it was good to hear his voice. Big Al. What's going on, Big Al?
How are you?
Good. I saw the picture you texted in. Is that your dog with a football?
Yeah, that's my buddy Frankie, and I rescued him and another beagle. That's why I called in. But the one I sent you was Frankie, and when I took him to the groomer, when I picked him up, they go, if you want to find another groomer, it's okay with us.
Oh, no.
So he got kicked out.
Oh, right? No.
So when I got him, he weighed 35 pounds, and now he weighs 60 and sleeps on Brooklyn and sheets, which I ordered, and my pillow.
And he eats all your food if you put him in.
Yeah,
because
I'm in the other room trying to be quiet, talking to you, and I forget. And then he jumps up on the table. He loves you. Every time that I turn your radio on, he gets all excited.
Yeah, he's thinking a Big Mac's coming his way.
I can't wait for him to walk in there. I'll get this one. But me and my wife, Jeannie, went to Walmart in between Super Bowl parties about 8 years ago. And we come out, and I look down, and there's a beagle sitting there.
Huh.
And I'm like, I look around, and all of a sudden I look 3 aisles over, and there's a guy facing – out of the parking lot with his truck, and he's leaning up against the fender, and he's got the passenger door open.
Wow.
And I go, hey, is this your dog? He goes, yeah. I go, okay. We start loading him. He goes, you want him? I go, no, I already got two dogs. Next thing I know, drove off.
No way. Oh,
swear.
Whoa.
Yeah. So we put this little scared guy in my 300, took him home. He didn't know what hit him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, long story short,
just because he
was a hunting dog, and yeah. And he was not a hunting dog, but the guy that he abandoned him looked like a rural guy.
Yeah.
And usually those guys will take him out in the woods and shoot him. So I'm glad he let him go. Mm. And I adopted him, and he went from probably about 22 pounds to about 40, and I got pneumonia, and I spent $3,000 on him trying to get him back.
Oh, wow. Why do all your dogs get chunky? I mean, you just overfeed them? Or is it just they're not getting enough exercise?
Mama sits down, and it's one for them, one for her.
Uh-huh.
Two for them, none for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dogs, when they get that look in their eye, it's hard to resist, isn't it?
And we went to the vet, and this lady goes, boy, that beagle's fat. Oh, my gosh, it was the damnest cat fight you ever saw. Don't mess with mama.
I know. You
Merry
don't want
Christmas.
To.
Love you, bud.
Merry Christmas to you, Big Al. Oh, that's awesome. That's a good one. Oh, Mike calling in. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
I got a dog story.
Sure.
Okay. Me and my wife, when I went to Jamestown Mall, they had this Norwegian Elkhound dog that you spent on sale for $25. So I took it home to the apartment. My wife wasn't too thrilled about it. And his name was Sarge. We called him Sarge.
Okay.
And people would be afraid of him, but he was real friendly and everything. So then after we had the dog for a while, and they say they're brave against elk and stuff. And here's where I got mad at the dog, even I loved him. He tore my Bible up. He ripped it to shreds.
Oh, man. Did this dog, was it known for ripping things up, or is this?
Oh, it's just something I guess he felt like naturally doing. But anyway, he was friendly. And so later we was going to sell him. We put him in an ad for like $75. Remember, I only paid $25. Okay, then later, nobody brought the dog, so we had to move apartments, so we finally gave him away, and it turned out he was going out of state where they can run and have a lot of room, and we hated that. But even he was friendly, though, my wife wasn't too happy about it, but he was this type of dog he took to my wife. If you try to bother her,
oh, the dog would be protective of your
wife. Yeah, so did my wife. Yeah, he liked her. And my wife liked that dog, too. And he was a real pretty Norwegian Elkhound. But that was the only thing I had against him, that he tore my Bible up. But basically, other than that, he was friendly. But I got him for $25 and selling him for $75.
Yeah.
And then after we gave him away, somebody called one to buy the dog.
Isn't that how it always works? It's always after the fact. How long did you have that ad running for?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. Maybe so many months or so.
But months even. Oh, wow. That's a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was surprised, but he was a beautiful dog. I mean, he was real friendly and everything. People would be afraid. I'd walk him down the street and real good nature and everything.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't hardly bite anybody or nothing like that, except, like I said, I noticed he changed, though. He took to my wife. My wife thought that was funny. She loved him.
If
I go near my wife to buy hair,
wouldn't allow
it. My Bible up was my biggest
complaint.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying. I know. Yeah. All right, Mike, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Thanks. Yeah, dogs get into stuff. Luckily, I've had some pretty good luck with my dog, but we still close him off in a room when we're not around for the most part. We've been experimenting, seeing what he'll do without it, walking. Sometimes he walks, sometimes he doesn't. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I got a couple of other dog stories, but if you have some good dog stories too, let's do that. It's Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. 1134 here in St. Louis. You know, I got these sad dog stories keep popping up everywhere. log on to social media, click, 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 click. Oh, here's another sad dog story. Let's go see what's in the news. Click, 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 click. Sad dog story. Ugh. Here's a dog thrown in a creek. Here's a dog abandoned over here. Here's a dog dropped off at an animal shelter that used to be a retired canine police. Ugh. Here's a dog thrown from a highway. Come on now. It's sad. I really look forward to going home every night. And I, of course, enjoy going to bed. That's, you know, fun and all. But that little belly rub I give my dog that's just happy to see me when I walk through the door, there is nothing that matches that. My wife doesn't get excited when I walk in through the door. My kid does. My kid, daddy, gives me a big hug. But still, the dog, for all of these years I've had him, just a joy. I don't know how he has that much optimism in life. I really don't. Carl, what's going on, Carl?
Hey Ryan. Oh, sorry. You kind of caught me off. I was listening to all the commercial break.
But, yeah.
I was fixing my wife's readers.
Readers? Her glasses?
Her little glass. You know, you can buy them so cheap at Walmart.
And, oh, yeah.
And so I take the screws out of them and I save them in my little piles. But anyway.
Wait, you mean you take the screws out as in you're mixing and matching frames?
Well, yeah. She'll break a side, you know, of it. And so she'll bring it to me and, you know, screws go on or something like that. Those are tiny little suckers.
Oh, I know.
I have the, screwdriver that fits them.
Yeah.
And, but anyway.
Okay, but
Christmas
yeah.
Christmas present one year. But anyway, the dog story. Is that the topic we're on?
Yeah, let's talk more little tiny screws and glasses. I have to screw mine in every once in a while just to make sure they get a little loose. I don't know why. But, okay, yeah. Carl, so dog stories.
Okay, so my daughter wanted a dog, and we said, we'll get her one. And I told my wife, I said, you know, I'm in Kansas. All the family's back in St. Louis, and her family's 3 hours away. And anyway, I said, you know, we're going to have to board it and all this kind of stuff. She goes, and she brings home this dog, and I was like, it was a rescue dog, you know, from the Humane Society.
Yeah.
And it was a lab, and I'm going to say border collie mix, maybe, or something.
Okay.
Okay.
How old was your daughter?
She was probably 5.
Oh, wow.
That's
so
my best guess.
She's definitely too young. She can help a little bit, but she's not she can't be trusted to take care of the dog by herself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So what happens next?
So I had a buddy tell me, he says, you know, labs shed 2 times a year.
What?
And
who told you that?
So, because labs are, he's a duck hunter. And
okay.
I live in Kansas and. You know what I mean? And they shed 2 times. And then he said, border collies, you know, he won't let your kids, like, you know, whatever you tell him, that dog won't let your kids get out of the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And he did do that. And they kind of, he kind of kept them in. He would run alongside and nip at them, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's common with them. My wife's parents used to have a border collie, outdoor dog, and was great at walking the boundaries. And anytime something fishy was going on, letting them know about it. But definitely knew who the family members were. And I would hop out of the car, and this dog would try to nip at my ankles, you know?
Really?
Every time.
To get you inside or something?
What's that?
To get you inside.
I don't know. I only met the dog a couple different times. Good dog to them, not to guests. All right. So, Carl, you still have this dog?
Do.
Wow. How old now?
I love it. So, here's the deal. My wife brings it home and says, hey, I'm going to go get, my daughter from school and this and that. And she goes, all right. And so I put it underneath my feet. Now I'm doing stuff on my workbench. And that dog would not get between my feet, you know. And so I said, you're going to get crunched. I said, I got, you know, stuff to do here, buddy. I said, you're going to get crunched. Go lay over there. And he would not leave. He would stay. So we named him Crunch.
You named him Crunch. I like that. All right, Carl, good to hear from you. Thanks for sharing that.
Ryan, thank you. Bye. Hey, we'll see you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Crunch the Dog. That's a pretty good name. Actually, I like that name a lot. Dane calling in. Hey, Dane, what's going on?
Good evening, Mr. Ryan. How you doing today?
Good, good.
I've got a dog story. Now, you know that I told you I was trying to go get me a guide dog.
Right.
Well, I've got one.
Oh, Dane, were you the one that called in going to Columbus to get a guide dog?
Yes, I was.
Oh, Dane, I've been talking about you. I wondered what happened to you.
Well, I couldn't call in because we're our difference, and by the time you were all, I really couldn't get real good reception with my little radio in Columbus. But beside the point, I was out walking, training with, I mean, she's trained.
Uh-huh.
And
What type of dog?
She's a lab.
You said
she's a black lab.
You said you fell?
I fell. It was one of the sidewalks. You know how they have like a, how sometimes it's not level.
Yeah. This is while you were training or is this after?
No, this is during training.
Okay.
And Joy jumped on me and started licking me.
Huh.
And she looked at the trainer and said, leave him alone. I got this. And this lady drives by and said, sir, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm fine. And came back with her on the 26th of October. Now, like I said, she's only a puppy. She's like 18 months old.
Oh, yeah, very young.
So I have to crate her at nights because if I don't, she'll start tearing everything up in the house.
Right, okay. Is she comfortable in the crate?
Oh, yeah, she's sleeping right now.
Yeah.
Okay. She's probably watching me, but, you know. But I just thought I'd give you that guide dog story because it was like she was protecting me from, you know.
Yeah. If you don't mind me asking, so you go to Columbus and you go through the training. How pricey is that?
Everything was covered. I didn't have to pay it for nothing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But they said trained dog is probably like about $20,000.
Yeah, because here you saw the St. Louis Blues adopted a dog that they're going to do the pre-training to and then pass off and pay for the training for someone else. Did you see that?
Right. And what I don't get, Brian, is why don't we have guide dog schools here in St. Louis area so I don't have to go across country to another city to go, you know, to do this?
You know, Dane, I don't know. I don't know if it's very difficult or there's not that much of a demand and that's why there's not one in every city. I don't know, Dane. It seems like here in St. Louis, we have some excellent doctors who work on site, that this would be a place where you'd be able to find a company that would be able to help you with that.
But they only had the closest one was Columbus. They had one Wisconsin, Leader Dogs.
Yeah.
And one in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And one I went to in Columbus was called Pilot Dogs.
What your sight level are you 100% blind or is there some, do you have a little bit of sight?
I don't mind sharing that, Ryan. Everything I see, you remember the old 35mm cameras?
Yeah.
Where you had to adjust the focus manually.
Uh-huh.
Take that completely out of focus and put wax paper over it.
Oh, that's what it looks like.
Yes.
How long has it been like that for?
Ever since I had my third cornea transplant, I had three of them.
Okay.
We thought the third one was going to be good. It was good for a little bit, but then it went south. It went back 180 degrees back the wrong direction.
Oh, that's tough, Dave.
And we're not even talking about fourth one right now. So you know what? I'm happy.
Yeah.
And yes, in case you didn't catch it, her name is Joy.
Oh, Joy the pup, 18 month old.
18 months old. She's a little, you know, they didn't teach us nothing about restaurants or anything like that, but, you know, we're getting the habit of it, you know, making sure she sits and everything.
Yeah, okay.
But I just wanted to give you that story, and yes, as far as something good, I got the guide dog.
Good news.
And I'm happy with it, you know. She sucks down her food like a vacuum cleaner, though.
Oh, man, when you're working, you can't blame the dog. Keeping busy likes the food. All right, Dane, thank you so much for checking back in. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you got your puppy, and thank you.
Well, I came back to Friday before Halloween, so...
Oh, you got to go back again?
No, I don't have to.
Oh, okay.
No, I have that option, but you know what? I'm not going to because it's all going to be the same thing that I just went through for both
I see.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right.
But you have a good night, and we'll talk to you later.
Merry Christmas to you, Dane. Bye.
You too.
Wow, that's great. I've been talking about Dane the last couple of weeks. I was really curious what happened to him because I remember him calling in, and I wanted an update from him. So, like, hey, there we go. He's back, and he's got his little pup, 18-month-old. All right, we're going to take some more of your calls, and I got to get to my stories, too. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Dane, if you're still listening, someone just texted in. There's an organization in North County, St. Louis, called Champs. They train service dogs, C-H-A-M-P-S, Champs. Dane, it might be worth checking that out. So thanks to whoever texted that in. It's Overnight America, KMOX. Apparently, there's another group called Support Dogs, Inc. in St. Louis that you can look up to if there was someone that needed that service. Oh, how about that? Support Dogs, Inc. and also champdogs.org is the other website someone just texted in. Thank you for sending that over. All right, let's do a couple more dog stories. Let me get to Joy. What's going on?
Oh, hey, how are you tonight?
Great.
Good, good. And I am not Dane's dog.
Okay. Wait a minute. This would be a first for a radio station calling in. And it could be like a Disney movie setup, Joy. You can make a lot of money if that were the case.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Then you'd turn into a hoax. Everyone would hate you. Then you'd write a book, and then everything would be fine again.
Fake news. Fake news.
Fake news. All right. So tell me your dog story.
Well, I had my past dog, who's passed.
Right.
Was a rescue dog.
Okay.
He was on TV, like on Sammy Stars. And
wait, what was that program called?
Sammy Stars. It was on another station.
It was it a radio or TV?
TV.
TV. Sammy Stars.
Sammy Stars.
On KSDK?
Yes.
The TV station? Okay, I had to look it up. Okay. I've never heard that.
Yep. Okay. But anyway, they said he only had a couple days left, and I heard myself saying, oh, no, he doesn't. So I picked him up that day.
Uh-huh.
And he was part Irish Wolfhound.
Okay.
And I used to cook for him. He never ate dog food.
What? What a spoiled dog. What would you cook?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I was anything that was on sale. Usually, you know, when you could buy steaks for $1.85 a pound.
You're feeding steak to your dog.
Well, I cook for him every night.
What a good pup. Okay, so did the dog appreciate it?
Well, he mostly did. But one day I came home and my mattress was chewed apart.
Oh no,
yeah,
Joy!
Yeah.
Not the mattress.
The whole top of the mattress was, like, gone.
The whole top part?
Yep.
What kind of mattress was this? Was it an expensive one?
Oh, no. It was a twin size that had been in the family for, like, ever, you know. But it's like, dog?
Oh,
what
no.
Do you do?
Why the mattress, you know?
Probably because I didn't feed him the right stuff the night before.
Oh, spoiled dog.
No, he was afraid of storms, and we had a storm that day, and I think he just, you know.
Anxiety got the best of him.
Yep, and you know, I didn't punish him for it or anything because it's like, you know, he was 75 pounds. I wasn't going to mess with him anyway.
Yeah, no kidding. So that dog had some energy. What was the dog's name again?
Travis.
Travis. Okay.
Yep.
So how long did you have Travis for?
Oh, I got him in 2001.
And how long did he live?
In about 9 years.
Whoa,
and he was already 4 years old.
So wait a minute. So on the television show, they say, oh, Travis only has a little bit longer to live. And then he lives another 9 years.
Down.
Oh,
no, wow. They're going to put him down.
Oh, that's what you meant by that.
The Humane Society, yeah.
Okay, so that's a ticking time bomb. Well, I shouldn't use that phrase, but there was a clock that was going, and after a certain time, you know, to make room for other animals coming in, that's what they have to do.
Right.
That's sad, yeah.
But he went home with me that day, and, you know, he lived a good life.
All 9 years.
We used to walk every single day.
Well, if you feel the need, you just want to cook some steak up, let me know. Because I'll come by. If you want to just...
My dogs don't get... I got two dogs now, and they don't get steak.
Aw, you said, okay, I'm done with this. No more. I've done enough of this cooking steak up every day for the dog deal.
Yeah, well, what was weird is he never changed his weight. His weight stayed at 72.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time I had him.
See, I'll do that with my dog with scraps. I'll always save something for him, and I'll put it in his bowl, or I'll mix it in with his regular food. If it's steak or if it's ribs or something meaty. And then when if I cook some eggs over easy in the morning, I always save some eggs to throw his way. He always seems to appreciate that.
You call it last bite.
Yeah. It's not that I wouldn't eat it. It's like, you know what, I'll save it. I know you like it.
Yep.
Give you something to do. All right, Joy, thanks for sharing that.
Well, thank you, and have a happy Christmas.
You too. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Happy Christmas. We will have a happy Christmas here. Jerome, how are you?
No matter if you're redneck, blue collar, or a yuppie, who doesn't love a puppy? They lick, they click, they clack. They eat their food and they smack. They do what they please and they really like cheese and they like meat and they like to sit in your seat. And then you say, hey, I need to sit there too. And they look at you.
Wow.
You do? They don't want you to sit in their place. They're like, hey, get out of my face. And then they lick you on your cheek. And you say, okay, now we'll speak.
Aww.
So how's it going?
Wow, that's nice. I like that. Jerome, you must have, did you write that down or is that off the top of your head?
I came up with it as I was on the phone. I didn't write it down.
No. I see. So you mapped that out in your head. That's very impressive. I didn't know you had dogs. I thought you just had cats.
Oh, no. I'm a huge dog guy.
Yeah.
My dog I got now is 2016, my dog Fred, that was basically a rescue that I had for 10 years. He passed away.
Uh-huh.
And I had another dog since 2001, and he, last year in 17, he disappeared. I couldn't find him. I called people that, the shelters, and nobody found him. I don't know what happened to him. He was blind, and he was deaf.
Oh, basically. No, that's sad. Okay, yeah, there's only so much you can do when it comes to a search and rescue like that.
And then there's a happy, they're not, that's not happy whatsoever, but good stuff happened later. So that was in May, actually happened on Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And August of that year, last year, this big old boxer dog comes up into the yard, and the boy dog that we have, it's not my dog actually, but I take care of him, feed him and all that. Oh. He liked her. They got along. They ate their food together. So she was gnawing his food down like it's run out of style. So I had to feed him more food.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to where we could pet her and talk to her and communicate with her.
Yeah.
And I called a vet and they advertised what we have on the radio here in our local radio.
Yeah.
It was called a swap shop where buy, sell, trade.
Oh, yeah. You know. Other people call it like Tradio. It's you see it in a lot of rural areas where people call in and do that sort of thing. Now, Jerome, your phone's starting to cut out a little bit, so try to...
Okay. I'm going to get off.
No, there it is. It's starting to buzz a little bit. It's like it's
a little buzz.
There it is. That's a little bit better. Okay, so make it quick because I don't want your phone cutting out. I want to hear what happens.
Okay, we'll do the get a shot.
Oh, Jerome, I'm sorry. Your phone, I don't know if you can still hear me or not. It's all it's doing is it sounds like it's kind of like static buzzing in the background. Jerome, we got to move on too. I don't think we got time to, let me try it one more time. Are you still there, Jerome?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's cross our fingers. So real quick.
Okay, so shot.
Oh, there it goes. How about this, Jerome? You're going to have to text in what happened because your phone's cutting out again. I'm sorry. But, yeah, Jerome, you've told some good pet stories in the past. You have all kinds of different pets on your property. Text it in. If you got any dog stories, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. All right, in the next hour, I want to get to this, too. Man, we just did a full hour talking about pets and dogs. I love talking pups, you know? We should do this every night. Let's talk puppies every night. That's the way to do it. Oh, puppies every day and every night. That just, you can set your night off right. That kind of rhymes a little bit. I felt like I was Jerome doing this. All right, so in the next hour, got a little thing called the boathouse. You know how the tiny homes making it in the news? Someone had their tiny home stolen. Well, how about this? What about a boat home? Would you consider living in something like that? When I hear stories about the adults that are saying, oh, no, this is a great place to raise my kids in a boathouse, I think to myself, are you fooling yourself? I'm not buying it. So there's this documentary that's out online. I want to look at that coming up on Overnight America, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.